So the reason Trump moved up the signing of the Memorandum of Understanding with Iran, which, by the way, Iran has also now signed, so both parties have signed it. Israel refuses to agree to it or sign it or anything. But the reason Trump had to move it up is because he knew there would be tremendous momentum of the Zionist lobby to try to oppose this and try to stop it, even maybe a false flag operation or something like that. So Trump realizes that as long as the Zionist lobby has influence and power, you have to outmaneuver them. Because the Zionist lobby, of course, and I'm talking about not just the wealthy Zionist donors, but also the Mark Levins of the world, you know, and Ben Shapiro, etc., even Senator Ted Cruz. These people are never happy unless they are murdering people or, you know, enabling the murder of people through the military. They believe that Israel has the right to kill literally everybody on earth because they think God gave Israel that right, which is completely absurd. In fact, in 1947/48, with the formation of the new state of Israel, they intentionally, basically they impersonated the biblical nation of Israel. They stole the name and applied it to themselves, even though they were Europeans. And they came in and named themselves Israel because they knew that would trick all the Schofield Bible boomers. And it did. It tricked them all because they thought that, this is Israel mentioned in the Bible. No, it's not. It's got nothing to do with Israel in the Bible. And these people from Europe, these are not even Semites. They're not even the correct lineage. That's why they banned DNA tests in Israel. It's actually illegal to offer DNA testing for, you know, ethnic heritage purposes because they're not the Semites. The actual Semites are, of course, you know, the Palestinians and the Gazans and some Jordanians and some Lebanese, etc. So there's a little bit of interesting history for you. So they stole the name of Israel to trick everybody, and now they claim God gave Israel the right to murder everybody. And the way this is justified, and you hear this from the narrative, the fiery rhetoric of people like Mark Levin, is to absurdly claim that, well, of course we have to kill all the people in Lebanon. We have to have a buffer zone for self-defense. Thus, invading and conquering and slaughtering your neighbors is, in the minds of people like Mark Levin and other Zionists, that's self-defense. Well, of course, if that's your philosophy, there's no end to the violence, is there? There's no end to the genocide. Because they've already said, well, next we need to conquer Turkey. Are you going to go to war with the Turks? Really? Oh, we have to have a buffer zone for self-defense. Because the Turks might rise up and fight us one day, so we have to destroy them first. We have to kill them all first. That's the philosophy of Zionism. It's not a philosophy of God, the creator, the being of love. It's the philosophy of Satan, the destroyer, the being of death. And every single person who supports Israel's genocide and its violence and its war is actually doing the bidding of Satan. They are practically Satan worshipers, and every Christian pastor, or at least they claim to be Christians, that promotes this, they have nothing in common with Christ at all. They have a lot in common with Satan and Satanism and, you know, satanic influence. So that's something to keep in mind in all of this. What's interesting to me is that Trump is now, he and J.D. Vance have both realized how dangerous and destructive the Zionist lobby actually is. They've come to their senses on this. They are saying things that sound like the things I said in March. It's quite astonishing, actually, to watch this play out. It's very interesting. J.D. Vance is slamming Israel, and Trump is saying that, you know, they're crazy, or that Netanyahu is effing insane and everybody hates Israel, and Israel keeps bombing and destroying entire residential buildings, even by saying it's Hezbollah, but it's not all Hezbollah, says Trump. There's just regular people living there. So Trump is saying things that could not be stated just a few months ago without being called anti-Semitic. So, of course, the Zionist lobby is attacking Trump now. His support in Israel has fallen by 50 points in 3 weeks. I mean, wow. So that's because if you don't go along with Israel's genocide and its demonic mass murder agenda, then they hate you and they want to kill you. And this is the danger. Trump is now in danger. Trump is in danger like JFK, who was also murdered with a plot involving the CIA and Israel. In fact, the plot of Israeli assassinations and violence winds its way through U.S. history, including 9/11 and many other events. But that's a totally different podcast. Right now, what we have to be concerned about is just as Trump is coming to his senses about how dangerous and destructive Israel is, he will be targeted by the Zionists. If they can't flip him, that'll be the first effort to flip him, to pressure him, to threaten him, to blackmail him. Oh, we'll release Epstein files, blah, blah, blah. If that doesn't work, they'll target him in other ways. And that's the danger here. And I want to be clear. My own position on this is, if Trump is coming to his senses, he needs to be protected. I mean, frankly, he needs to be protected anyway. I mean, he's the president. I don't support assassinations and violence against any leader. Although Trump himself has assassinated other leaders like Soleimani, for example, and that was evil and wicked, and Trump carried that out, and he has proven himself to be a wicked war criminal, let's be honest. But even a wicked war criminal can encounter moments of partial redemption. And it appears that Trump may be on this path. I mean, it's clear that he is. Now, will he stick with it? Who knows? Will they turn him? Maybe. Perhaps even that's likely. But we don't want Trump to be in physical danger from the Zionists, and they will do everything they can to silence someone in a position of power who is speaking out against their agenda, and that includes Trump. So number one, I would say Trump's security detail needs to double down, triple down. And frankly, Trump needs to fire every Zionist in the White House because they have too much access to his schedule. They have access to his personal effects. I mean, Netanyahu gave him a golden pager right after Israel had exploding pagers. I mean, what kind of message is that? The message is clear. Israel is saying, oh, we're going to assassinate you if you don't do what we say. That's clearly the message. Trump knows he's in danger from Israel. Clearly he knows that. And I'm praying that he continues on this path of redemption, and I'm praying for his physical safety, even though I strongly disagree with things he did before and probably will disagree with things that he does in the future. But I never wish violence or death upon any, you know, in any leader like that. I don't even wish for death upon Netanyahu. I hope that he is imprisoned and prosecuted by the ICC. I hope that the truth is told about what a war criminal he was, and I hope he spends his days in prison and that he dies in prison. That would be some small semblance of justice in the world. But of course, it's not just Netanyahu. There are a lot of other top leaders in Israel who frankly deserve the same fate, but we'll see if that ever happens. In any case, I oppose this war from the very first day. I oppose Trump starting it. I correctly said Trump was a fool to get involved in this war, and now I support Trump ending it. Trump is wise to end it. He is wise to oppose the Zionists. He is wise to recognize the truth about the danger and the devilishness of the Zionist agenda. And let's hope and pray that Trump can stay the course here and actually do something that's positive for humanity and for America. Thank you for listening. I'm Mike Adams. You can follow my other podcasts and interviews at brightvideos.com and my articles at naturalnews.com. Pray for peace, folks. Pray for peace. Pray for the fundamental right of all human beings to live. That's a right that Israel does not recognize, but God does. So thank you for listening. Take care.
Stock up on Health Ranger's nascent iodine, highly bioavailable, shelf-stable, non-GMO, and lab-tested for purity. A bug-out bag essential. Only at HealthRangerStore.com.